If I intentionally commit myself to obeying these commands, clear and simple commands, what I'm hoping to see in my life will become a reality, as opposed to me working hard at producing things I in self cannot produce, i.e. the fruit of the Spirit. The verse shows this emphasis. By the Spirit, walk, is what Paul is saying. The believer must walk in the realm of the Spirit under the Spirit's control and totally dependent on the Spirit. For those of you who fish, you know that a fish has the freedom to act like a fish as he moves in the water. But what happens when you take that fish out of its habitat or its environment? It will no longer be able to function the way it's intended to function in the water. That's sort of an illustration of something that Paul is trying to say here. So it is with a child of God. He can only act spiritual while he's living under the influence of the Spirit. The Spirit must become the environment or the habitat and the means by which the Christian exercises his liberty in Christ. When I fail to obey the command, I remove myself from the environment and the habitat in which I will experience precisely what Paul is saying ought to be true of me as one who seeks to be spiritual. I become a fish out of water.